And welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment's 4th of July show, of course, from great theme song. Good choice.
Great theme song, yeah. That is, of course,
The Stars. How did you think of this?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a little known song that nobody's heard of. It's the Star Spangled Banner, I think is how you pronounce it.
I think I maybe heard a few things about it.
And this is apparently a very popular music artist in one country, I think in the United States. Her name is Beyoncé Knowles.
Beyoncé?
No.
Never heard of her,
sorry. Which is like a little asterisk on one of the
letters.
Think
of a back end, maybe. But yeah, very interesting choice there. But no, actually, for everyone out there, of course, less than a week away, the 4th of July,
yes.
Always obviously a great holiday in general, always a fun time, you know, with summer, barbecues, everything going on. And then, of course, the important meaning of it is, I guess, the key there as well. But Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great
meaning?
Producer, Eric Reinert. I don't know.
It has something to do with lip syncing, I think.
Yeah, something like
Fourth
that.
Fourth of July?
Yeah, isn't it? Lip syncing?
I don't know. I thought it was all about fireworks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, you see these great things light up in the sky.
I thought it was about competitive eating contests.
That too.
Yeah,
hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs. Hot dogs, barbecues. That's what it's about.
Some of those people can put down.
No, of course it's about America, because we love America.
Sometimes.
Yes,
we
sometimes.
Do.
Wow,
that was most of the time, like, actually. But
it's like everyone got quiet. Even Beyonce just went
crickets.
Quiet.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just enjoying listening to Beyonce there. But
no. Well, that was, by the way, that was the studio track
that
she used for the Super Bowl when everyone was saying that she was lip syncing. That's what I was saying.
Oh, so she did lip sync.
Yeah. So that was that studio track. That was, you know, so it wasn't live.
Fakers and phonies.
Yeah, but that's okay. We love her.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. So today, of course, you know, with it being a special show, you know, celebrating
it's Independence
the holiday,
Day special,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we'll
love
talk
that,
about, huh?
I said, I love that, though.
Yeah, it was great that Eric loves that. We will be talking about, of course, leading things off, you know, our best movies, our favorites so far of 2014.
So
we're
far.
About halfway through, yes. So we still have another half to go, but
we'll also talk about the worst movies as well.
Absolutely.
I have to say that when I was choosing these, it was a lot easier to choose the worst movies than the best movies, but I did come up with 10 apiece. And,
So, you know, I'll kind of jump on your list a little bit, and then I'll see if I could add more, and we'll see what else is out there, see what Eric's seen. I know, Eric, you don't like to go to the movies, but hey now.
Eric, producer of a movie-themed show.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, it's a dirty place.
Eric.
I don't like Disneyland, I don't like going to the movies, I don't like
Not
dirty
Disneyland.
Places.
Disneyland's great.
Dirty places.
Yeah, I mean,
how about Castle Boutique?
Places where, like, I definitely don't go there. I'm talking about places. Hey, don't give them any free ads.
Oh, okay.
But like I don't like going to places. I don't like going to places where lots of people congregate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that includes church.
And so then how about 4th of July celebrations? Yeah, church. 4th of July celebrations. That's a lot of people congregate there.
Well, if it's outdoors, it's a whole different thing.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll give you some ideas, because I know that there's a few going on throughout the state, and a lot of them, there's a lot of fireworks. There's not just like two fireworks spectaculars going on.
There is a ton, and what's great is, and before we get into that, just a little preview of that. Most people should know, but a lot of it takes place, too, before. I think there's even some this weekend.
There is.
And
Wednesday night, Thursday night.
A lot of great stuff.
All throughout next weekend, to be honest.
Fireworks everywhere.
Yeah, and it's not just fireworks. They've got a lot of other things going on, so we'll tell you that about that in our next segment. In our next hour, though, we mentioned a little bit earlier competitive eating.
Yes.
And we've got on the top-ranked female eating person.
I know who
person.
She is.
She can out eat
Miki's,
us for sure.
Oh, yeah. Miki Sudo.
She's an Asian girl.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Well,
she's tiny, too.
Yeah,
she is. She's like 5'2".
And I've watched her eat a 10-pound pizza.
It just all
How does she
goes
not gain
straight
weight?
Down. It's unbelievable.
I have no idea. I wish that I had her metabolism. I got to say that.
Yes.
She must run a lot or something.
We'll ask her her tricks. Maybe this will be like a diet
segment. She's
going to
be on the show?
Yeah, she's going to be on the show in our next hour.
So we can find out what exercises we really need to do to look like.
Yeah, I mean, how do you eat all that and not gain weight?
Yeah, and of course also, like we said, we were joking, of course, that 4th of July is all about fireworks. But you know, for a lot of people, it is like the highlight. That's what people love to do with their families. I think that's, you know, a lot what the 4th of July really is about, family as well.
Pool party. Just,
yeah, pool party. Yeah. Spending time
Eric's
with your loved ones.
You know, he has his bathing suit on already.
I'm dressed for the pool party
this
afternoon.
Another party at Eric's. Great stuff.
Yeah, you guys are welcome to come.
Okay.
Yeah, very
good. We'll invite Steve Barnes because he's our pyrotechnician expert. He's a head pyrotechnician.
Oh, cool. Awesome fireworks there in the backyard.
Yeah, in the backyard, yeah. By the pool.
Yeah,
absolutely. And great stuff.
Yeah, and throughout the show, by the way, you know, if you want to give us a call at 602-252-1480, again, that's 602-252-1480, and tell us what your favorite movie of the year so far is and your least favorite of the movie of the year so far is. We would love to hear your opinion, and that you can also share it another way, right, Greg?
Yes, go to our Facebook page, go to Break, B-R-E-A-K, radioshow.com, click the big F, like us on Facebook. That's the easiest way to find us on Facebook, by the way. I don't want to give out the whole web address because it is so freaking long.
Yeah, and well, you know, we're also...
What does your t-shirt say there?
I know.
What does it say?
It says the bank job. It's the bank job.
Is that what it says?
It is. It is the movie. You remember the bank job?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. Those initials there. It's okay. Also tell us about the last couple days.
Well, it's purposely arranged to look dirty.
Yeah, it is. But have you seen the bank job? It's not.
I haven't seen it.
So I don't know why they did that. Just so that, I guess, get people's eyes.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's like the shirts at Spencer's. You go there. I mean, it looks like the type of shirt that maybe would come from there. But they got some good stuff.
I love Spencer's.
Yeah, me too. Great store.
And, you know, also we're celebrating not only America's independence, you know, all that, and, you know, our independence. We're celebrating Greg and my independence from Dave Isaac.
Yes. Right? It's always a good thing.
Yeah. We're independent today.
Yeah, there we go.
How about that? Okay.
Yes, a lot of fun. Dave, of course, tying into our real hockey talk, he's at the NHL draft in Philly covering the draft, of course, and he'll probably be joining us for real hockey talk, and that will be when the rest of the draft concludes, and he could tell us about some things that were going on there, and then, of course, Breakthrough Sports later on, which I'm assuming today we'll even be talking more hockey because that's really what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
So your best movies so far of the year. Now, obviously, you know, we're getting close to month number 7. You know, we're at the halfway point.
Yeah, we've been six
good
months, and I don't know how many months are in a year. There's 8 or?
12.
12 months.
It's 12 now, yeah.
Used to be 8.
In Joseph's world.
Before that, it was like 6.
Yeah. Yeah, a while ago.
And it's difficult to pick out the best movies of the year so far because most of the great movies are released during the latter 6 months, right?
Yes.
So,
they are.
Yeah, but
for Academy Award purposes.
Yes, for because you know it's fresher in people's minds.
So they remember them.
Exactly. So, but I managed to find 10 of them that I really liked, and you know I'm going to start with the drama category. I kind of separated these into different categories. It's just kind of the way that it worked out.
Right.
For drama, I picked. You remember our pie show?
I do.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
We had pie in the studio and all that. That was one of my favorite episodes.
I remember.
Yeah.
We should have had an eating contest that day. But yeah, Labor Day. We were celebrating Labor Day that day.
Yes, Kate Winslet.
Not Labor Day. Yeah, Kate Winslet. And that was such a great movie. Such a great movie. It's. Did you see it yet, Eric?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. Remember,
of course not.
It was based on a book. Basically, Josh Brolin.
If it's not on Netflix or Amazon, I'm not going to see it.
The last time Eric went to a movie theater was 1997.
I think it might be on DVD.
I think it might
have been now.
2013, actually.
Oh my.
2013. Actually, it was 98. It was basketball.
It was 2012
Matt Stone and Trey
John
Parker.
Cusack.
What?
2012 with John Cusack.
I did see that in the theater, but that was I saw it when it first came out, and that's not the last time I was at the theater.
Okay. All right. It was a joke. But anyway.
Well, it's interesting
so
that
Greg.
He actually had seen the movie there at the theater.
And that was such an awesome movie.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, it was loads of fun for everyone.
Yeah. Back to Labor Day. Of course, as you said, Kate Winslet, she is kidnapped in the movie, or kind of held hostage by Josh Brolin.
That's awful.
He's escaped from prison.
Yeah.
And,
he escaped from Old Boy.
Yes, he escaped from Old Boy. which that was a last year movie, by the way, so that one doesn't count.
Okay.
And but in Labor Day, he kidnaps Kate Winslet and her son and kind of holds them hostage and in their house. But it's not what you think. It's not a thriller. It's a very romantic movie. You know, he basically
kidnapping is very romantic.
You know, as it turns out, it is. It is a very sexy activity there. I don't know. No, in reality, the
you
movie
haven't tried it, have you?
No. Okay. But in the movie, it starts off as something that you think it's going to be a thriller.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just a very heartwarming movie. Makes you really feel. And you know, out of all these movies, this one, Labor Day, I can see actually being on my best of the year list.
Really?
At the end of the year as well.
Okay.
So that one definitely. You know, I don't want to say definitely, but
yes.
Has a good chance of making it. Another drama. We talked about this about a month or so ago.
Yes.
Locke. Remember
Locke? I don't.
With Tom Hardy.
Yes, now I do.
In a car.
Okay.
He's driving the entire time, and he's on the phone.
With
yes.
Bane.
Bluetooth. With what? With you?
No, with Bane.
With Bane. Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, and then I said his voice was, you know, kept going in
he
and out. He's talking to his father.
Like
yeah, sounded
yeah.
like that. One character in the movie. Well, there's
yes.
other characters, but you hear their voices. It's just the whole time you are in the car with him.
Right.
He's trying to resolve this situation with cement, and you know, he's his wife. He's cheated on his wife. He's having a baby with someone with another woman. The baby
yes.
is. Being born as he's driving. Such a great movie. So definitely Locke is on my best of the year so far list.
Yes.
And another movie, another drama. It's a musical drama. We just talked about it last week. Dave would love to know that this was on my best of the year list so far.
Yes.
Frankie Valli,
yes. We played quite a few songs from them last week. Jersey Boys.
But you reviewed it like you didn't like it.
I said it was good and not as good. And again, I don't believe that Jersey Boys will be on my best of the year list. At the end of the year, that's, you know, it got a thumbs up. It didn't get a breakthrough. Only a few of these got breakthroughs. Just want to let you know that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's, we're only 6 months in. I liked it. So out of all the movies that I've seen, this is one of the top 10 movies that I've seen so far.
So right. When there's not enough breakthroughs, you just have to settle for less.
You kind of do, yeah. It's kind of like relationships, right?
No.
No, because you found a breakthrough.
Yes.
Lucky you. All right. Well, Greg and I are still looking, but in the meantime, Jersey Boys will fit the bill. I've been listening to the soundtrack ever since.
Yes, yes.
I actually got the real soundtrack, not just the Frankie Valli versions, but the
from the actual movie.
From the actual movie.
Oh, okay.
And
interesting.
Yeah, it's actually a really good soundtrack, so I highly recommend going.
It's actually the soundtrack, and it's actually a really good soundtrack.
Actually. Yes, thank you. But it is a really good movie, and one of those movies where it's long enough where you walk out of the theater and you feel like you've had a full experience.
Yes.
So, yeah, sometimes you don't. I saw a couple other movies this week that we'll talk about next week that I might have felt differently.
Right.
Now let's move on to comedy. So again, to recap, drama, Labor Day, Locke, and Jersey Boys. All
yes.
great movies, best of the year so far. Jersey Boys still playing in theater.
Sure, yes.
In the theaters. Locke, I believe that might be in theaters, possibly the dollar shows or something.
I do want to see Locke.
Yes, you will like it,
I
think, especially Tom Hardy.
I had
great
forgot about it. I'm glad I actually brought it back up, because when you first reviewed it, now that I remember back, I was excited for that, so I'll have to look for it.
And Labor Day, I believe, is on DVD, or if it's not, it will be on DVD very soon. So now let's move on to comedy. No, I think you'll like it. First of all, Mom's Night Out.
Okay.
Our Mother's
Sean
Day show.
Sean
Astin, he was on the show. We had on the writer of the movie as well. Mom's Night Out. It's a family film. It's a hilarious movie, and it's not raunchy at all. This is a family movie that is actually funny. It's a very exciting. There's a car chase scene in the movie that is rivals. You know, might be the best car chase scene that you will see all year. Honestly,
sure.
And they don't do it, you know, in any like dirty or offensive way. Just a hilarious car chase.
Yeah, it's a religious flick, isn't it?
It kind of is, yeah. It's released by Affirm Films, and you know, but it doesn't feel like that. There's a few messages at the end where they try to, you know, pitch that angle, which, you know,
they try to brainwash.
Yeah, I know. Well, but the thing is, at least they didn't push too hard.
Right.
And my main complaint to Affirm Films when I walked out of the screening was, for a religious flick, you didn't really. It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
So, and that's a really
good
thing.
Well, that would be a good thing, though.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, in their eyes, that's a complaint because they want to make sure that they're exuding that personality.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, definitely one of the best comedies of the year so far, Mom's Night Out. Another comedy that I really, really loved, is it has to do with mustaches.
Mustache.
You've got to have mustache if you want to get a nice lady, right?
Yes, you do, and you go back to the West, right?
Yes, A Million Ways to Die in the West, starring and written and directed by Seth MacFarlane,
yes.
Family Guy fame, and Ted.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And
hilarious. So,
yeah, it works as both a comedy and a Western.
Yes. And it was funnier than Ted, because Ted was pretty darn funny.
I think that it was funnier than Ted. I don't think it was as epic or memorable as Ted,
right.
But I think it was funny. I laughed more than Ted.
To me, they're both hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited for Ted, too, whenever that comes out.
I believe it might be next year.
Yeah, but it was great. Seth MacFarlane's humor is just outstanding. And it's not for everyone, obviously, but if you're into that, and that means you're smart, then it's, it's great stuff, just the way he adds everything in. And the mustache stuff, that song, and with Neil
Patrick
Harris.
Terrific cast. Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris, Amanda Seyfried.
Yes.
Huge eyes in that movie.
Oh, those things are
unbelievable. Just that movie, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So big. Can't believe that she can actually see out of those. Who else was
The bigger
was
they are, the better to see with my child.
Grandma. What?
Big
Bad Wolf? Are you?
Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, I know. I caught your reference there. So, yeah, comedy, Mom's Night Out,
yes.
And A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes.
Those were my picks. I know that you probably want to mention one comedy that I did not as enjoy as much.
Yes.
What your favorite comedy of the year so far?
Well, of course, 22 Jump Street. Yeah. I mean, the thing with that is that... I even though for the majority of the movie, now you got to stay obviously throughout the credits and even after the credits as well, and what happens there is just epic. It's outstanding.
The credits, I will agree
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
Probably the best end credits sequence.
Oh, absolutely. Now beforehand though, I just in general really liked the movie. Now there was maybe 3 or 4 times extreme laughing out loud. The rest, yeah, maybe some giggles, but I don't know. To me, it just all fell together perfectly, and that's why I liked it basically as much as the first one, 21 Jump Street, which of course was I believe my favorite movie of 2012 year it came out. But Million Ways to Die in the West was funny as well. I mean, they're both close in my mind. I just give that little edge to 22 Jump Street, and the little twist in 22 Jump Street just was great and hilarious. Didn't see coming, and almost that alone could have done the job.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Would anyone like a hash brown?
No.
Thank you.
You very much. Thank
but I will
you.
Take some coffee if
yes,
it's okay.
Coffee
it's already
great.
Made.
Oh,
nice.
Well, thank you, Eric.
I actually have cream today, too.
Oh, very good.
Italian cream? Oh, that was last
no,
week.
No, it's McDonald's cream.
Okay. Yeah. We'll stay creamless.
I think I like cream. All right. So let's.
I win the bet, Eric. Just fine.
No. All right. So to recap, comedy, Mom's Night Out, and A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes.
Are my picks. A Million Ways to Die in the West might end up on my best list. Even Mom's Night Out. I really love these comedies a lot. So, but let's move on to action movies.
Sure,
That I was really surprised that I actually didn't just. Again, I'm saying Ashley. I'm sorry. Didn't just like. I loved this action movie.
Okay.
Pompeii. Remember our volcano?
Kiefer Sutherland, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I also remember you like panned that one too before saying you loved it.
Yeah. Well, not.
You basically
not
said
on
that
it sucks, but it's a breakthrough.
It sucks, but it's a breakthrough.
Because it was so
really
horribly bad. It was great.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It was a breakthrough. It was a
really?
Breakthrough because Kiefer Sutherland is brilliant in the movie.
Yes.
He plays bad so good. Actually plays bad so bad it's so good. It's just a great movie.
Yes.
And beautiful actress in there as well. I can't remember her name right now, but
I don't know.
That in and of itself, look up Pompeii and the actress.
I will.
I won't waste my time.
Why? It's a great
movie. As
soon
as it's on Netflix
okay.
or Amazon,
when it's
I'll
on,
watch it.
And I believe that you will like it. And critics.
I think it is on Amazon, actually.
Emily Browning?
Emily Browning, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Carrie-Anne Moss from The Matrix.
Right.
Is in
I like
there.
Carrie-Anne Moss.
And
yeah.
And I had no idea that I was going to love this movie that much. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to leave your brain at the door or whatever when you leave your brain on the couch and you sit on the
yes.
floor. I don't know, whatever you want to do for home viewing. But it's a lot of fun, and critics panned Pompeii. They
oh, okay.
hated it, except for myself.
You did too.
No, I loved it. I panned it before I saw it.
You went off.
Oh, wait, we have
no,
the
we'll
footage.
Take, we'll check the tape.
Well, no, we have
I
it right now.
It.
Here it is.
I gave it a breakthrough.
Last movie was horrible. Kiefer Sutherland. But I loved it. It was a breakthrough.
That's exactly what
Mickey
you
Mouse?
Said.
Mickey Mouse? No. All right. Well,
yeah.
No, I loved the movie. So, and
you even
you know
had
what?
It in that voice that time.
And when
it
you
was that excitement.
Sometimes I like to stand outside of the movie theaters. This is creepy. But I like to stand outside of the movie theaters and ask people what they saw, what they thought.
Yeah.
And I heard so many people that weekend say that they saw Pompeii and they absolutely loved it.
Really?
So that goes to show you, don't always believe what the critics say. Go and see movies for
like
yourself.
You.
I
even me.
Well, no,
go and see it for yourself and tell us
I
if
will
you disagree.
I will say that as well because everyone has their own opinions. And a lot of times... Some of the more, you know, nationally known, you know, columnists and critics out there that might give a movie, you know, one or two stars, the
yes.
ones that base it off stars, you know, you'll see and you'll go, hey, this was an entertaining movie. I liked it. Sometimes they look at it differently
yes.
as well. If they weren't doing it from a critique standpoint, sometimes they might even say, oh, yeah, it was entertaining. But,
yeah,
but you know,
absolutely.
It just depends.
Yes.
Everyone's opinion's different.
I think a lot of film critics are looking too deeply into things.
I agree.
I think
so. And they should just take it at face value instead of like, hey, this was a fun movie.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to make something more out of it than there is.
And, you know, look at a major newspaper. Don't say the major newspaper or the guy's name. But the major newspaper out here in Phoenix, the guy, he released his best of list.
What's
and
I'm trying to think of what that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be. But he released his best of list.
And McGee.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what he is at the theater, and what his choices reflected as well. So you want to
listen
to
Breakthrough Entertainment? I can see that. Like he probably sits in there, and then like you know, like when I just ask Eric for coffee, but do it in a polite way. I don't mean go get up and get it. We'll get our butler Jameson to get Jameson go get.
The
no, but
interns will get it.
I can see that guy at the theater probably even during the movie saying, "Halt! Stop! I gotta go to the bathroom. We have to stop the movie."
Yeah.
And then
pretty
he
much.
Walks away, and when I come back, I need a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And he has his
I
Diet
don't get
Coke.
Served like that at the theater. I'm treated like garbage. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But, you know, I will say that this, he would never be caught dead with the next my next choice on his list, Need for Speed.
Need for Speed, okay. I didn't see it, but I really do want to see that.
Aaron Paul,
yes.
of course.
Very good actor.
I think
I totally forgot that movie even came out.
It was... I have to say, it was great. It was great. And I know that Dave saw it. He loved it as well. He said it was better than the Fast and Furious franchise. I don't know if I agree with that, but as far as just, you know, fast-paced, a lot of fun, definitely Need for Speed was excellent.
Yes.
Another fast-paced movie and on my action list is Grand Piano. Remember that one with Elijah Wood?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I forgot
saw
what it was about.
Night.
Same weekend as Need for Speed.
That was ridiculous.
It was basically, you saw it?
I saw it like 3-4 nights ago.
Did you like it?
No, it was absolutely ridiculous.
But you're so wrong.
Come on.
So wrong.
He's texting while he's playing this concerto.
That
Please.
Was great. That
no,
was
that
he's brilliant.
Good. That was ridiculous.
It just shows how great he is by being on his phone and piano multitasking.
I'm a piano player, trust me, it wouldn't
you
happen.
You didn't like those cinematography angles and all that stuff? I mean,
no.
how it created suspense and
I
tension.
I can't believe John Cusack put himself in that film.
Oh, come on. Well,
Elijah Wood, I could see doing it, but John Cusack,
Elijah
he's better
Wood,
than that.
Elijah Wood was last year's MVP for myself. Remember that? I
the
said that he
Psycho
did so many.
Movie. Was
yeah,
what was
he was,
it called? Where he was
Maniac.
Maniac. Right?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And he
I
was
didn't
also
see it, but...
he was also in a movie about the 4th of July, which was you know really weird. Pawn Shop Chronicles.
Oh,
he was
okay.
great. He was really creepy in that, where he kidnapped a bunch of women. You know, so he is definitely a great actor. You can take it from me or from Eric, but definitely try Grand Piano for yourself.
And the lock or the little lock box inside the piano. Oh, come
yes,
on, please.
Well,
please
don't reveal everything.
I didn't.
I know.
That's
but
not
it's,
revealing.
But
everything.
It's basically Speed on a piano.
It's on a piano, all right, but it's not Speed.
It's Speed. I think it's Speed. All right. Well, I liked it. You didn't like it, but again.
Wait, so he's doing drugs while he's texting,
while
and
he's
he has
texting
a girl on
piano.
The knees underneath, and he's playing the piano still? What's
all right. Well,
on?
Action, Pompeii, Grand Piano, Need for Speed, all great movies in my opinion. Now, let's finally, the last category. You know my favorite category is horror. Horror slash thriller. I'm gonna combine these two. So actually, I have 11 on this list. Cheap Thrills and 13 Sins.
Now, I
still want to see those.
Yeah,
I know that Eric will love both of them.
I want to see Cheap Thrills. I forgot what the 13 Sins is about, but
it's very similar.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of combining them, and you know. But
now Cheap Thrills. When you say horror thriller, wasn't that, if I remember correctly, Ethan Embry?
Yeah, Ethan Embry.
Also comedy as well.
It's definitely more of a comedy. David
Koechner.
dark.
Yeah, very, very dark comedy.
Yeah, then that means.
But there's a lot of blood, and people are doing things in both movies, in both Cheap Thrills and 13 Cents.
So basically taking bets in a way to get money, like that you got
to
do this.
Yeah, bets to get money, yeah. Yeah, in different chores.
It's like Fear Factor. Do this, and we'll give you this much money.
Exactly. And it's so close to the reality, you could see things like this actually happening in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, in some circles, I bet it does. I would say between the two, Cheap Thrills would get the edge. Cheap Thrills actually might end up on my best of the year list.
Joseph, or Eric, I mean, give me the machete. Joseph, if you chop your right finger off, the pointy finger there,
okay.
We will give you $10,000.
$10,000?
In 5 years.
Just $10?
$10,000 in 5 years.
No, I need it right now. You got to show me the number, the money right now, or else I'm not doing
Special Insuya gets Lorena Bobbitt joining us. And
Well, would you cut off your finger if he had $10,000 and a stack in front of you right there?
I don't know.
You even
I'd have to think about it. Well, he said my left. I'm right-handed. I don't know. I'd have to see. And you know, some ladies dig that those
stubs.
Yeah, there you go. You'll
say it like that. I don't know if they dig it
at some point. So yeah, keep your fingers.
Well, okay.
No amount of money should get rid of fingers or anything.
Right.
Maybe if you're talking the million range.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Cheap Thrills, between Cheap Thrills and 13 Sins, I would say that Cheap Thrills gets the edge, but both of them are great.
Yes.
So, you know, for horror. And then finally, a movie that we haven't talked about. I'll talk a little bit more about it later, but Wolf Creek 2. Wolf Creek 2. Have you ever saw the first Wolf Creek?
Not familiar with
it. No.
The first Wolf Creek came out like 8 years ago. It was one of the worst movies I have ever seen. One of the worst horror movies I have ever seen.
But the second one rocked.
And so, yeah, could you imagine going into this second movie and saying, wow, this is terrible? They fixed everything about it. The first one was so boring. I even went back and rewatched it.
Yeah.
So boring. Such a snooze fest for a horror movie, the original Wolf Creek. This one came out.
It's about werewolves.
No, it's about the Australian outback, a killer in the Australian outback.
Oh,
he's just
better.
Some crazed guy, and he chases.
Does he have a beard?
He chases these people, and I mean he basically doesn't want anyone messing with him.
Wow!
And he kills people for fun.
I may have seen that actually.
In the first one you might have not liked, but I have to say, give the second one a try. Wolf Creek 2 just came out on DVD, and so again we'll talk a little bit more about it later. But I absolutely loved it. It will be on my best of the year list at the end of 2014. So again, just to recap, Labor Day and Locke, Jersey Boys, Mom's Night Out, A Million Ways to Die in the West, Pompeii, Grand Piano, Need for Speed, Cheap Thrills, 13 Sins, and Wolf Creek 2, all on my best of 2014 list so far.
Very good. And we'll take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the events going on this week up until the 4th of July
weekend.
You'll
probably hear this song.
Yeah, you probably will. It's a lot of great stuff, obviously. You know, brings you into memories of, you know, when you're younger and at 4th of July festivities and all that good stuff.
And this is, of course, Ray Charles.
Oh, it is.
America the Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm just listening in for a second.
It is a beautiful song.
Yeah, from The Sandlot, I think, when they're playing. But it is, but that one brings you back, because I think it's when they're playing, and then all of a sudden they start seeing the fireworks, and they sort of stop looking up. So, great stuff there. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be back.
Are you a restaurant owner who panics if your AC goes down in the dog days of summer? Extreme Cooling finds that equipment usually breaks down unnecessarily, costing restaurant owners time and money. For this reason, Extreme Cooling promotes and specializes in proactive service plans designed specifically to keep all of your refrigeration equipment operating properly, as designed, all year long. Extreme Cooling is here to help you with all of your refrigeration needs, knowing that saving money is your top concern. Our number is 623-810-8513. When you want to start saving money, call Extreme Cooling. Do you suffer from not having enough fun? We can take care of that. Pino's Palette is the upscale paint and bring your own beverage studio located off of Tatum and Shea. We're a group painting class where you can bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic beverage, and our trained artists will lead you through step by step in recreating the featured painting of the night. No art experience necessary. Drink in one hand and paintbrush in another. We are a great night out for any occasion. Pino's Palette. Paint, drink, and have fun.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
More than 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year, thousands of them here in the Valley. Thankfully, one of the nation's top treatment facilities is located in the heart of Phoenix, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center. Parkinson Network of Arizona raises funds to help patients and families receive the crucial educational and activity-based classes offered through the center. 1480 and Parkinson Network of Arizona invite you to become involved and make a difference in the lives of those with Parkinson's. Go online to ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org to find out about upcoming events, including the largest Parkinson's walk in the state, Walk the Fight, and learn how your donation stays local to provide life-changing opportunities. Once again, that's ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up.
Yeah, welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Independence Day special. Of course, Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great producer, Eric Reinert, and Joseph, what song is this? Who's singing?
This is Toby Keith bringing
Toby
us into
Keith.
The segment.
Toby Keith.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Right here on KPHX 1480 AM.
Your redneck station for Arizona.
All right.
Redneck party time.
Yeehaw!
Come here, cousin.
No, that's actually a really good song. It's celebrating all red, white, and blue Independence Day. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Red,
hey, you know, any song that gets you into the 4th of July spirit, I don't think I've heard this one, or if I have,
we
I forgot.
We played it on the show before, actually.
That's probably
Dave
why.
Dave made fun of it.
No, but I just don't like country music other than Johnny Cash.
You know, it's from that Joseph Gordon, it was on a Joseph Gordon Levitt show.
It was.
Stop Loss. It was from Stop Loss.
Okay, I don't think I've seen it, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop Loss? Channing Tatum?
No.
Wow.
And wow,
Channing Tatum.
I do have
loss.
To see this.
You said Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
And Channing
Tatum. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yeah.
And I've missed this.
And I believe Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, okay.
Felipe?
Yeah.
Filippo?
He had it right the first time.
Yeah.
How old is this movie?
It's like, I don't know, 5 years ago?
Really?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Wow.
And about the guys that get stop lost from their tour duty or whatever that means.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. So it's you know, definitely a great movie, great song. So again, we are celebrating Independence Day here on Breakthrough Entertainment today.
Absolutely. And great time of year.
And a reminder, give us a call if you want to tell us your best or worst movie of the year that you've seen so far. 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. Let us know, or join us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F and you know, share it on there as well. We'll be reminding you throughout the show. So if it's not convenient to call now, you can give us a call later and you know, give us your 2 cents. But so a little bit later on in today's show, we're going to have on a pyrotechnic expert guy.
I thought you were going to say pirate.
Or pirate. Yeah, no, that's a different show. It's for our Johnny Depp show. A pyrotechnician. And he's going to put on this giant display. We'll tell you about it later.
Steve Barnes.
Yeah, Steve Barnes. But, he's going to put on this giant display in Tempe. But we're going to tell you all about some other displays that are going on throughout the country here in just a few moments. A lot of them are put on by the Fireworks Productions of Arizona.
Yes.
And that's actually who he's working with.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Okay, and I know that we've got a very special guest right now, a returning
guest.
Very
special to you, Joseph.
Very, very
right?
special, near and dear to my heart.
She says she's working on her abs for a pool party.
Oh, nice, Bobby. How's those abs coming?
Abs are beautiful, and the buttocks, B-U-T-T-O-C-K-S, of a couple of friends are really kind of Jen Lopez type. But anyway, they want to know when is the pool party.
I thought it was a pub crawl. I'm the one having the pool party.
That's a lot of emphasis on the H there.
anything where they can wear their thongs and have a good time. And you know, I'm like the madam. I just kind of organize things.
If you're organizing things, then how about you let me know where the pool party is?
The pool I had was a Kmart pool for the dogs, and they ate it.
Well, that's some type of pool, Joseph.
I don't have a pool. It's gone. It's in the belly of the beast.
Oh,
that's
poor dogs.
That's terrible.
Yeah, they're big dogs, man, and they get a little rambunctious sometimes.
Well, there is a Hawaiian bar crawl this evening.
Okay.
Oh, Hawaiian, you know, if you want to get...
Put on your hula skirt.
Yeah, put on your hula skirt.
You know, and your coconut top. Coconut shell top.
Put your lay on.
I know what that is.
Okay, you got one of those?
Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't you just use your hand?
Okay.
Well, you'd have to follow you around all night.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to be out in Old Town, so, you know.
Old Town, what time does the crawl start?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
And
any specific bar?
Meet us over at, I want to say this, R.O.K. Rock?
No.
What is that called? It used to be the Dollhouse.
The Rokery?
No, R-O-C-K. R-O-K. R-O-K.
I don't get out there.
It's been years since I've been to Old Town.
the Rokery?
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah,
the Rokery's on, 16th Street or 12th Street? I forget.
Isn't that where all the doves or the birds go on the White Cliffs of Dover, the Rokeries?
I'm looking it up right now. I don't think that that's it. I don't think that's it. Let me look it up real briefly here. It is. It's actually the Rock, R-O-C, or R-O-K. It
used to be the... coffee.
R-O-C?
I think.
I thought it was medicine. God. It's at the Rock Social House, 7419 East Indian Plaza.
Okay, Social House.
Rock Social House.
Okay.
It used to be the
Dolls. And I may not make it because I need a little more time to get scheduled. However, kind of throw it out there the next time. And especially the pool party. The girls are interested in the pool party.
No, I'm having the pool party.
Oh, I thought it was going to be held at a hotel and work in conjunction with a hotel.
Well, we're working on that.
Well,
we're still
Eric's
working on that.
Eric's house is like a hotel. But
it's just as big.
This is like the pre-pool
party. Bobby, we do ask that you send pictures of these girls to Eric and myself. And what we're going to do is we just got to analyze
it. We need some time, too.
To see which one would be acceptable for Joseph here.
Yeah. And what we can do, too, is give courtesy copies to your other halves so that they can help you make the right decision.
There you go.
They don't have other halves. That's the problem.
No comment. You guys, your movie critique is awesome. I love it. I look forward to your program. It makes me laugh. And, Joseph, you are such a bundle of just effervescence. It stuns me.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you. Well, have you seen any movies that you particularly like this year so far?
Sweetheart, I don't go to movies. Oh. I choose not to. I choose to hibernate in my cave.
She watches her dogs eat the pool.
Yeah, and I watch the dogs eat the pools, and I watch the cats chase the dogs. It's kind of a nature thing.
Okay, I get it.
Very symbiotic.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, Bobby, and we'll keep you posted on the bar crawls and pool parties.
It.
I know. Well, I don't know. She got me on the
she wants to take your cradle there, Joseph.
My hands being the coconuts. I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Well, we'll get these pictures so we could see
I want to make sure it's worth me putting my hands there.
And she's a madame, she said.
Yeah. Whoa. So we'll get them. So we'll line them up and then you can kind of a choice like the place a bunny ranch.
It don't cost money.
This won't cost money, because we can't do that, but But what we'll do is we'll line them up for you, and then, you know, you just take your choice.
I don't mind that.
We should do like a dating game for Joseph on the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bring in a bunch of chicks.
We've been thinking about planning that out. Get it on camera or whatever. And
actually looked into the spyglass things. The eyeglass.
Yeah, the ones I told you about.
Yeah, but I looked up the reviews, and the video quality seems to be okay for what we want to do, but the audio quality is not so good.
No, that's not true, because I was watching something. Some guy was doing a bunch of shtick with it, gags. Yeah. And he had like two other guys wearing the same glasses. The audio was awesome.
All right, well, let me know what kind they are.
Actually, what he did was
he went
into fast food restaurants, and he ordered like a sandwich.
Yes.
And then he would get the sandwich, and it was a big sloppy mess. Yeah. And then he would go back up to the cash register and get the manager and say, and show a picture of their ad.
Yeah.
Saying, why doesn't my sandwich look like this? Can you make it look like this? And then they would make it look like this.
Remember that movie with Michael Douglas where he got stressed out and went around shooting people or something? Yes. And then he was upset that they gave him a small hamburger. He's like, that's not the Big Mac or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, seriously, let me know what those glasses are, how much they are, and everything. Because if they're not too expensive,
the good ones are like $200, but you can get high def ones for around $80.
Okay.
I think this would be great because when you're out there, Joseph, we could see. I'll kind of coach you along. Say, okay, go talk to her, talk to them, do little pranks.
I need something in my ear.
What we'll do. Have little things because you're always out and about, and I think that'd
you're so
be fun.
Inappropriate, Joseph.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, let's
doing a little Meg Griffin action there. And what is it? Bobby's emphasis on the age. When? No, Bobby. When just say they? When. Just nice and quick. There we go.
Well, again, just briefly, a couple of these really exciting displays. A lot of these are put on by the Fireworks Productions of Arizona.
Yeah.
We're really good friends with them. You know, there's a few different games in town.
We are.
But yeah, that's.
You guys are.
All right. You don't want to be their friend?
I'll be friends.
All right.
I'm very friendly.
Well,
I don't know who they are, but they sound phenomenal.
Except when they're driving.
Would you not want to be friends with these people who between July 2nd and July 6th will put on 79 different fireworks productions?
Good for them.
79.
And then they do nothing else the rest of the year.
No, they do.
I want to be on texting terms right away.
They do other things. They do the sporting events and
text
stuff like that.
Text me a firework.
Yes. That's not a firework.
They're still pyrotechnics. They do the concerts and the sporting events and all that stuff. So there's a lot of other pyrotechnic things.
Yeah.
Yes, things are blowing up all year long.
Exactly, yes. probably the big thing that we're going to talk to Steve Barnes about a little bit later is the one over in Tempe. Right?
Is that at Tempe Town Lake?
Yes, at Tempe Town Lake. Let me get the
the homeless will love that.
The Tempe Town Lake Festival. It's the oldest fireworks show in Metro Phoenix. It's going to kick off at 9:15 p.m. on the 4th of July.
Yes.
It's going to last 35 minutes. 50,000 people are expected at the festival. It's going to feature live music before and after the fireworks, most notably from Don't Tell Mom, a group of four tween boys who play rock. I don't know about that. But there will be a family fun zone with inflatables and a rock wall and a splash playground. So there's water.
I mean, I wanted
band.
To go to this, but when you just said the band that's there, now it's canceled. It's like,
that's too bad.
Wow.
That's too bad. But, if you're not there, maybe you will want to do the one over in Phoenix. Let me get the information on that.
I'd prefer going downtown Phoenix.
Okay, Fabulous Phoenix 4th.
They're good.
Yeah, that's not, I don't believe that that's our fireworks production company people, the Fireworks Productions of Arizona. I don't believe so.
Well, we'll be friends with all of them then.
Right, yeah. But there's more than 100,000 people are expected to be in Steel Indian School Park for the 20-minute fireworks show. It's only 20 minutes. I'd rather see 35 minutes. I don't know about you.
I like the 20 minutes because I like fireworks, but honestly, after they get going.
Oh.
Well, no, but once they get going, though, it's kind of like, okay, now you want to see that finale. And 20 minutes is good. I went downtown to the downtown one, obviously. It was like 6-7 years ago. And I thought it was great. I mean, there's other ones I've been to over the years, but that was one of my favorite ones, probably.
Okay. All right. Well, it's the largest free 4th of July event in the Valley.
Yeah.
Local cover band Big Zephyr will play that on the main stage.
Awesome.
You like them?
I've never heard of them.
Me either.
They're one of the greats. Well, it's better than Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead or whatever those kids' names were.
I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be, though. If you want to see me, My autograph? I'm going to be out at the...
I can see you right now.
All right. Well, you didn't get my autograph yet. You have to get it at the Independence Day celebration over over an anthem. That's the one I always watch every year.
Is that on 4th of July? Or
what?
Yeah.
You're going to sign my chest?
What?
No, don't, because Bobby will start calling in wanting me to sign her chest too. Anthem Community Council.
But you haven't signed it yet?
Not yet.
After all these calls and everything?
I know. I
thought you guys would have been married by now.
You'd think. It's an annual tradition. Now it's in its 15th year over on Anthem.
Yeah.
15 years Anthem has been around.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot of years. You know, I'm over in New River, and I can remember a time when Anthem didn't exist.
Do you hang out at the Roadrunner?
No. No, well, but I know the owners over there.
You know why it's named the Roadrunner?
You're wrong. It's not because of the Charlie Sheen
movie.
It isn't. It was named because the Charlie Sheen movie Fixing the Shadow was at my parents' gas station, Jackass Acres.
It used to be called something else.
No, it was the Roadrunner.
No,
I have proof of this. I will bring it in next week.
Wait, what?
I got flack for this.
Okay.
Because I got flack because
you believed
I didn't
me?
No, because I didn't. I just like whatever.
What's your gas station called?
Jackass Acres.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
All right.
Why would? Okay. Did people actually got gas there?
Yes.
So they see this little sign on the road.
Yeah.
They're like,
But you don't know.
I've
got a sign on the side of my car right now. Jackass Acres Canine Corral.
Really?
That's the dog park that I operate.
You
as well.
Run one? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I just had no idea. I'll have to check out your car when we go out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure that you'll like that. What was going on there, Eric? Anything important?
But,
no. No, okay, all right. Well,
but I will say, so an anthem, so that is also the 4th of July night, or is it before?
That one is the night before, Thursday, July 3rd.
Fantastic.
6 to 10 p.m. if you're over an anthem.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll actually be there. I'm just saying it's closest to me. Eric, you might, there's several things going on in Cave Creek.
I probably know about them then.
How about the fireworks family night?
Yes, of course I know that.
That's July.
Harold's.
Yeah, at Harold's. That's that's.
I go there every year.
Wednesday night?
I go there every year.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's the huge LED screen. They're going to play Frozen. Let it go.
Yay.
Let it go.
No, Eric's not going to go. How could
you
do this?
I'm not
to
going
him?
For sure.
Well, it's
that's a tradition in his family.
Well, actually,
to go
no,
to,
that one.
The,
this one's the Phoenix First
about.
Assembly. That one's at Phoenix First Assembly. So
oh,
you
okay.
might. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're not playing Frozen at Harold's. Trust me.
I have no idea what Harold's is, so
Harold's
I got into
Cave Creek
it.
Crowd. It's a huge
Harold's
bar.
Cave Creek, 3rd of July.
It's a Western bar that's been there for like 40 years.
Oh,
3rd
okay.
of July fireworks extravaganza. That one's at Harold's, Buffalo Chip, the Cave Creek Tap House.
Okay, I know Mark Bradshaw, the owner of the Tap House. He also owns the Hideaway, too.
Okay, well, it's all going on over there. They've got more things going on.
I know all the owners of all those places.
How about Westgate Firework Fest? That's going on.
No, I'm not going to Westgate.
No? Okay, well, that's on Friday, July 4th. Let's do this. Since there's so many events, we're running out of time. Give us a call if you want to know where the event is.
Or if you want to pimp out your own event.
Yeah, if you want to pimp out your own event, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480. And you could let us know, what your favorite movie of the year so far is, least favorite movie, or if you want to know where the fireworks can be seen from where you are. You don't want to drive too far, of
and,
course.
We
save you some
we
gas.
Still haven't taken a second break this hour.
Let's go ahead and take another break. We're on number 4, I know. Yeah. And this song,
I can count.
I know. All right. Well, this song...
Yay!
It's congratulations.
I know the alphabet too.
Do you know Martina McBride?
I do. This is for the girls.
Yeah, this song isn't really about July 4th. She says July 4th. She says Independence Day. The song is called Independence Day, but it's actually about a woman escaping domestic abuse.
Okay,
that's what I figured.
Yeah. So, yay independence! Go, ladies!
Down with physical abuse.
Yes, we. Yeah. No, seriously.
So I said it.
Right. Okay.
That's why he said it.
Okay.
Very good stuff here, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Independence Day special. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty.
certainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo.
I am that Yankee Doodle Boy.
You are. Very good. Who sings this,
James,
by the way?
James Cagney. This is from Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Okay.
One of the best films of all time.
One of Eric's favorites, without a doubt.
I remember watching this movie.
Well, it was
with
in
dad,
his time frame, you know, his generation.
Oh, yeah, and please don't start doing that to me now.
Well, I remember.
If Dave's not here, we got to find some old person. But
I do remember watching this movie with my dad, so, you know.
I haven't seen it, but
it is a really nice song. I mean, we know this song from our childhood as well.
Absolutely. No, all good choices except for the country song you had earlier.
Come on.
It's like from the 40s, early 40s.
Is it? It was black and white, and then I think they did this.
Yeah, Dave confirms via text. Yeah, 1940. No,
nice, nice.
But well, maybe ask your.
Like, this sounds like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Listen to me tap. Oh yeah, like that.
It sounds like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
It does.
You can ask.
That's all, folks.
That's kind of what it does sound like. Yeah, Looney Tunes, Tiny Tunes, all that good stuff.
Oh, that was abrupt.
Very good.
So end it like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
So I was going to say, now we went over some 4th of July festivities, things going on. Well, we talked out the break a little bit about Rawhide as well in the East Valley. There's some stuff going on there.
Yeah, well,
that
me
used to be up in Cave Creek too, and then
when they moved it. Yeah, I haven't been there since they've moved it. But
yeah, there's stuff at. Over
it was much easier to get to when it was just down the street from me.
Joseph, where'd you get your list, by the way?
No.
Well, I know we don't like one of the people from there, but maybe so we could get people over there the list.
Over at azcentral.com.
Yeah,
check out this list.
But read the film reviews on breakradioshow.com.
Right, right. I do want to give credit to Wendy Killeen.
Why don't you like AZ Central?
Because the film critic there.
It's the guy that's in the movie theater when they're all reviewing their movies, like I said
shows
earlier.
Shows up late and says,
I gotta go to the bathroom, stop the movie.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know if he really does it. I have no idea who he is.
I don't want to reveal too many secrets about that. But,
and then say his name.
No. 32 4th of July events around Metro Phoenix. There's a lot more than that, but that's the title of the article. And, you know, that's kind of where I got my list. But I also have a private list here that I'm not allowed to say too much information from. But
sure.
It's from the Fireworks Productions of Arizona.
Yeah.
But again, that's 79 different productions. That's how many that are going on throughout the
very busy
state. More than
guys.
That, even. But, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, some productions are going on for like 35
minutes.
I'm
not going to say his name, but wow, what a funny last name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was my professor in college. And I'll tell you some stories during the break.
There's a chance we might share some of these.
Maybe. But, yeah, the 4th of July, the Phoenix Zoo.
Yeah, the zoo has some stuff.
Yeah, and then I forgot to mention this one. Pleasant Harbor, July 3rd fireworks show and event. I always watch that from New River. You know, that's basically when I'm saying that I look at the fireworks in Anthem. And, you know, sometimes I can catch the ones in Cave Creek, and I can also catch the ones in, Lake Pleasant. That's on the 3rd of July, 5 to 11 p.m. at Pleasant Harbor RV Resort.
Time to break out the boat.
Yeah. So 9 p.m. is
wouldn't that be great?
When the fireworks begin. It's hosted by the Maricopa Water District. They always put on a great show.
Yeah.
I don't know how long theirs are, but they got helicopter rides for an additional fee beginning at 2 p.m. There's a cruise-in car show at 3, so if you like cars.
Very pleasant experience out there.
If I could get my starboard engine to work, I would be there on the lake.
There we go.
Well, you know.
We've heard about Eric. He goes to Harold's normally.
Oh, Rawhide.
No, not normally. I know the owners of Harold's, and I know the owners of all the restaurants.
Well, tell us a little bit. 4th of July for you, traditions or some of your favorite things. You what?
We go to Harold's to see the fireworks.
Oh, okay.
It's a viewing spot.
Yeah,
there's a hill behind Harold's. It's Black Mountain, actually. It's not a hill. It's a mountain.
Yeah.
But they have the fireworks right there. And they have everybody gathers outside. It's a huge, huge, huge party.
Very good.
Harold's Corral.
Probably like a couple thousand people there.
They're going to
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480 KPH.